okay, so we have prayer, and or Radio Krishna, or both. There's some speaking there in Bhakti Yoga for us beginners, to the youngsters, but now I'm talking to you, the oldies, the goldies. Those like me. Yes, here we are, some of us still here. We, the pioneers, used to be out there on the streets, the parking lots, and making the books and serving the prasadam and all these things. Everyone involved, included. So what are you doing now? What are we doing now? I know, because I'm one of pensioner here in Stockholm. At least that's where I am now. And it's spring, and you don't have to work. Well, I'm working a bit anyway, but most of the time, I've got friends who are out here just enjoying life, right? That's what we do now. But it can also get a bit bewildering when you enter that stage of life. Really? I mean, I don't have anything I have to do now. Well, it took a couple of years for me to get used to it, but then, hey, as we say sometimes, from now on, every year alive, it's just an extra benefit. That's how you can see it when you're 70. Happy I made it this far. But also, happy I learned making it this far. There is no death. I'm just here in a body that is deteriorating, just like anything else, everything else here, and then I move on. Just like I live in my apartment now, and well, one day it's time to move to another one. That's how life is here. So, you know, there's not much you need to do, and not much of demands coming down upon you every day. So then what some do, well, I don't know. Either you take up your old hobbies again, finally I can do it. I can paint those paintings that I always wanted to paint, or make that music, or that's a nice thing. Well, some, I hope that not many slip into the little bit too much drinking and all that. But anyway, if you're like me and my closer friends, yes, you've got that Sankirtan spirit in there. Yes, I want to do something good here in this life before I leave. And we had a lot of fun. Serving Krishna together is actually fun. You know, memories start come up. Some of them, of course, as memories usually are, filtered out. to exclude the less than good ones. That's how our mind protects us. From our traumas. But yeah, I mean, if you've still got that spirit, then we're trying now to feel us getting together, and well, there are little teamworks popping up here and there, and one of them I'd like to introduce and advertise here a bit is the Sankirtan Foundation. And what I'm saying now is only meant for you who it is meant for, so you others can, if you wonder what this is. Well, you can keep listening on if you want. Maybe this is for you, what do I know? But anyway, I put some link down here that you can check out. And I just, and we sometimes talk about it, and that's why I'm saying this. We used to do all these cool things together, and we learned that when you really just serve Krishna together, you're Krishna conscious, and you're happy, and everything is fun. And we all experienced it and have evidence and proof for it. So now, here we find ourselves free to do what we want. A 9-to-5 job. Hook there. We could do it again, but wiser this time. And in this way also teach the young ones by our own example and so on. So, well, if you've got ideas, nice projects, teamworks, doesn't have to be a big top-heavy organization, but, you know, I want to do this, I want to do it together. So we got the Sankirtan Foundation, where we simply include in a kind of a broad and liberal, and I would say the way that Prabhupada also did, approach to understanding and practical application today of what this word Sankirtan really, really means. And I think in the way that we all understood it and would want it to mean and to be for us, and that we may, you know, feel like there's someone to be part of. And we were also challenging maybe a little bit there, because when we joined ISKCON, we got a certain idea what Sankirtan is, Sankirtan Ki Jai, something we should say, and Some are out there selling books and making scores and points and all of that, right? Banging the drum in the temple room and read up the scores. I mean, well, it's, I would say simplistic, had that understanding, but when you read the Chaitanya-charitamrita and so on, and understand what actually the Bhagavad Acharyas here actually wants, it's much broader and it's got to do with spreading real nice knowledge, culture in the world today. Helping people on this planet, and I include the not human, non-humans, to live happily, harmoniously. As a big family with God, Goddess and God in the center. In other words, why I, and I guess I'm sure a few of you out there, maybe you too, why we join this movement, which is supposed to be that moving forward towards something very nice, not just an institution. We saw that universal wisdom there. That's why I took up this. So I found all these religions, they are just not interested. But hey, there's wisdom. Here and there, this country, that country, east and west, old days, before the religions. And it's very similar. We call it mysticism today. And the fact that it's so similar in different parts of the world made me suspect that maybe there's something to it. And that's the way I came into this. And that's where I am now, and the way I've actually been walking it since then, although, yes, I sometimes was pulled into, and you could say surrender to, the more religious, sometimes even cultish feature to it, or form of it, or byproduct of it. So anyway, check this out and please come with your opinions, refining it, this concept. Because we're looking for co-founders.